The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. EC says, Jeff's fake Minecraft toys are so good. I thought they were real at first. I just got a new delivery because I bought some more. Maybe if I want to build a little more magnetic building cubes. Look at this. Dun-dum. A world of possible construction. Let's take a few here. And here we go. We can construct anything we want. A little brick tower with grass. You can put it on the side if you want. You can make it like this. Isn't it fascinating? Leon Chrysaphinias says, Jeff, can we go back to the old intro music? Well, that is the old intro music. What you want to go back to is probably the not so old intro music. The answer in general is no. I spend once every 4 years, I spend some time doing the intro and outro music. I'm not going to redo it all the time like this, because there's always someone who doesn't like it and who likes the other, but in general, I'm pretty satisfied with the current standing intro music. Food theater, let's see here, a steak being burnt in the dining room. That looks good. Yeah, I think the fire adds a little bit of taste, and the fact of having the alcohol taste like on the meat as you slice it, that does change the taste a little bit. Wow. This is some good steak right there. Looks like a ribeye, I would say. But a very big ribeye with bone in. Ooh, yeah. Better than Salt Bay, says Bass Saxon. He has his own way to put the salt. Ooh, yeah. Ah. Wow. Interesting. We also have the raclette cheese. Ooh, yeah. Wow, those are bread. Bread pieces, floured, deep fried. Wow. No way. A pouch of bread. Ah! This is ridiculous. Oh my god. Yes! Yeah, that is pretty awesome. Wow, wow, wow. unbelievable. Breaking, I hope that this is real, but breaking, President Donald Trump has just begun massive layoffs of all federal agencies. I don't know, is that just a summary of what's been happening already, or is it new layoffs? Because I would love to see those giant cuts start to matter in terms of the numbers, in terms of the expenses of the federal government. Blanket says, do you enjoy eating meat? Well done, JF. Well, you know, when I was a kid, I was thinking that all steaks must be very rare. As I aged, I become wiser, and I have accepted that there are certain types of steak that are not made for being eaten very rare. And I'm okay now with eating well-done meat. It depends on the quality of the steak. You know, a ribeye, it would be criminal to do a ribeye well done, but it's totally fine for certain types of meat. They just are better. I'm thinking of some sirloins that are lean. They don't have a very soft fat like the ribeye, so you do want to cook these a little more. Based Saxon says the well-done crispy edges of a ribeye are delicious. Spare ribs, well done, are also great. Yeah, there are also things like short rib that are good if you let them cook for a long time. I will share this update on my aging sirloin. We are now 20 days. Look at the state of the sirloin. Now, I had to cut a slice. So for those of you who have been following, who are subscribed to the X subscriptions, you know that. But I had to cut a little slice of the border because it was starting to be too dried on the outside and not dried enough on the inside. So I chopped a slice of it. And I cooked it. So that was the slice chop. So that was about 10 days ago. I cut the border like this so that it can breathe, so that it can evacuate a lot more humidity. And the crusty part that I had cut out, I cooked it in butter. Look at this, it was absolutely delicious. The fat has gained a lot through the aging. The fat has become extremely tasty. The meat is very... and that was just 10 days ago, so that was just halfway through. But halfway through, it was already a very tasty meat. It's more earthy. It's more meaty when you eat it. Now, 10 days later, we are here. The section that I cut has re-dried, basically, and brought some of the humidity of the inside out also. And we're starting to get those blackened corners that are looking good, let me tell you. I will still have this aging for at least up to 30 days, and my hope would be 60 or maybe 120 days. This will be absolutely fantastic to taste. And having had a try, at least I could assess whether the drying process was going well. It's been going extremely well. There was no rotting inside. So the meat is converging toward what I wanted it to converge. And it was just already pretty good 10 days ago. I can't believe how good it looks now. That would be even better, I think. And as we start seeing the molds develop on it, it's going to be absolutely tasty. The Selfless says, looks so dry, no wonder the butter was needed. But of course, if you've removed all of this water, of course you want to compensate with a generous layer. Anyways, any meat you cook, you should put a generous amount of butter in the pan. That is absolutely needed. Blanket says, JF, be careful. Eating rare meat could get you toxoplasmosis. Yeah, I would say I cooked it. The slice that I had cut, I cooked it a little too rare. For aged beef, I should have cooked it a little more, but I was too excited. I didn't want to let it give it the time to cook even more. So, and I wanted also to get the full taste of the dry age, which I wanted to taste raw. But yeah, it was tough on the stomach raw, like the way I did. I should have cooked it a little more. Now, I wouldn't say it made me sick. It didn't make me sick. I didn't get food poisoning, but it was, I was like, okay, this is, we are at the border of death here. Fashi says, how is your video game going? I've been having to spend so much time on my family that I had zero time to advance on the game. That is sad, but it's the state of it. The Selfless says, thoughts on compound butters and clarified butter? Yeah, so there's this idea that butter has some components of milk left in it, and that if you therefore cook with butter, that's what becomes brown, and that's what leads to the butter burning, and it leads to burnt taste, and it's not good. So when you cook with butter, you have to be careful. There's a certain temperature you reach where you can reach that temperature with oil, but if you reach it with butter, you're going to be you're going to be bringing the burnt taste too quick. So clarified butter is one solution for it, where it's been chemically isolated. The fat molecule of butter has been isolated from all the other impurities. Therefore, it has a higher burning temperature. I've never used clarified butter. It's costly. And it's for professional cook. You know, they use this. I've never been very charmed by the idea. My idea is always to cook at the elementary level with the elementary ingredients that are widely available. I don't like the idea of having specialized butter of any kind. So personally, I just cook. To me, you have to learn how to cook a steak properly with butter without burning it. And it's about taming yourself on the temperature, really. It's about understanding that, no, you can get good browning of a steak without throwing it on super hot pans and making this psh. When I was young, I thought this was the only way to cook a steak. But when you learn about cooking, you realize you can get a slower temperature, very well-crusted steak with patience and with understanding of what's going on in the chemistry. You can get there. John Drake says, ghee is better to cook with higher temperatures for sure. Yeah, and the ghee pot, it's just not charming to me. It's this gigantic yellow pot that looks Arab or something, and that you can get in non-refrigerated sections of the grocery store. I don't want to cook my steak in this. Western Kind United says, Jeff, you are familiar with Jarlsberg's cheese? If not, then I recommend it. Well, Jarlsberg, of course, I'm familiar. It's a very commercial Swiss cheese. Jarlsberg is my bottom. Jarlsberg is my bottom. So I see you're very excited about it. This is the low point of my life, the Jarlsberg cheese. So you have to understand that there are much better cheeses out there. They've just been hidden from you. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are splitting days after his vile social remarks. Kanye West, and so it seems that all of the edginess that this girl was ready to indulge, all of it was okay, but the anti-Semitism may have crossed the line. Because Kanye West went on an anti-Semitic spree on X, and now we are learning days after this that she is gone. They have verbally agreed that the Australian model will get $5 million payment following the breakdown of their marriage. Does she even have babies from him? Kanye and Bianca tied the knot at the end of 2022, just weeks after the musician had completed his divorce from Kim Kardashian. However, a source had claimed that the pair have gone their separate ways. They also said a legal filing is expected in the next few days. It's thought that Bianca is staying at their pair's $35 million house in Beverly Park North, Los Angeles, for the time being. According to Mail Online, the location of the rapper, who is legally known as Ye, is yet to be confirmed, but some are said to think he might head back to Tokyo, Japan, where he spent a large portion of last year staying in a hotel. Why is he paying $5 million for her? Does she have kids from him? The apparent split just days after the couple shocked the world with Bianca's revealing outfit. Yeah, but I don't know if it has anything to do with the outfit. People have noted that in the spree of tweets from Kanye, in response to someone asking, is she doing this with your permission? Are you imposing her to be in those revealing dress? I don't think he's imposing anything to her. I think she wants to make edgy artistic statements, and that's why she goes out in these dresses. But Kanye had responded, of course, I decide everything for her. So I don't impose this outfit on her, but she couldn't do it without my permission. Some people have pointed out that this may be revealing a tension within the couple as to whether she has to ask permission for wearing those dresses. Also, I note that I caught a tweet that got deleted by Kanye, and I laughed my ass off at this tweet. He deleted it immediately, but I retweeted it, I quote tweeted it before it got deleted, and I remember it was saying, hey, if you beat your woman on the streets, is it still domestic violence or is it outdoor violence? So I don't know, was he already being frustrated by something with Bianca? And let's not forget, we're talking about a black man here. I don't know that Ye can stick to a woman. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a case of the woman going away, but it's likely that she has friends and that these friends are putting social pressure. I know, being in the business of edgy commentary on the public space, I know that your woman always gets pressure from friends and family, so you need an extremely based, extremely loyal woman to make it through in this business, and perhaps Bianca Censori was not the one. And people have pointed out that she's being put in trouble, that perhaps her family even is getting harassed in Australia as a result of her relationship with Kanye. So it's possible that she was subject to a lot of social pressure trying to get her out of this relationship. Western Kind says the transparent dress was her putting the meat on sale for the next buyer. Yeah, I'm sure that she will continue her social escalation. Rodilacid says, how do we know it was the anti-Semitic remarks and not all that porn that Ye tweeted? Maybe she was shocked at the porn Ye liked. Oh yeah, it's true that Ye, in this whole Twitter spree, had also published porn. Now, were they already headed for separation then, or was he betraying his wife by basically fantasizing about interracial porn? I don't know. Who cares? What a bizarre couple. What a bizarre woman, this Bianca Censori. She never talks. We never hear much from her. She's just there with her boobs and walking around with these bizarre outfits with Kanye. Absolutely bizarre. Kanye West and Bianca Censori have split and are planning to divorce after she reportedly refused to participate in a new film, citing that she was traumatized by Kanye West's vile anti-Semitic meltdown on social media. So traumatized, potentially. I don't know what that means. And people have pointed out that an account in her name has appeared on X, I believe, and was saying, please pray for my husband, he's not well. The kind of thing that is passive-aggressive divorce talk, you know, oh, I love him so much still, despite the fact that we can't be together, I still love him. Who knows what that means? Does that mean that she genuinely cares for him, or is it one of these divorce type of care where she wants to basically imply through this that he is mentally unhealthy?
Genuinely?
Okay, well, people have shared a clip of whatever podcast, but that's an old clip. I'm not playing old news. There is more reflection around the son of Elon Musk. People have been trying to interpret what he was saying exactly while he was beside Trump.
You know, I wasn't even going to post on this, and then I saw some clips that changed my mind, and I'll show you those in a moment. But first, Elon Musk yesterday, along with his son, Little X, held a press conference in the Oval Office to discuss what Doge is doing, all while Donald Trump watched on silently from his cuck chair. And in the aftermath, one of Elon's fanboys shared this tweet that Elon reposted. It says, history repeats itself, and it shows two images. The first image is a pretty iconic image of JFK Jr. playing underneath his dad's desk while he worked in the Oval Office. And the second is Little X seemingly bored out of his mind, crawling around on the floor while Donald Trump pontificates about what he liked watching from said cuck chair. But I can point out at least one glaring difference between these two situations. JFK Jr., as I recall, never had criticisms of his father while the press was there. Little X, on the other hand, has a lot to say, and there was a hot mic that caught some of it. So first is this little gem.
To restore democracy. This may seem like, well...
You heard that too, right? You're not the president, you need to go away. I'll play...
I'm not sure it's what he said here. I don't think he said, you're not the president, you need to go away.
Democracy. This may seem like, well...
You heard that too. On the other hand, has a lot to say, and there was a hot mic that caught some of it. So first is this little gem.
To restore democracy. This may...
Maybe he's repeating something that Elon just said to him. Maybe he's saying, we're going to see the president. We have to go. It seems that this little boy is repeating a lot, because later he will repeat also saying, I want you to shush your mouth.
Restore democracy. This may seem like...
That's what he said, but I'll go one better, because he also said this.
The prices from one year to the next are the same, and they're...
I want you to shut your mouth up. I don't know, I didn't hear a fucking mouth up, but I want you to shut your mouth up, or something like this. We had analyzed this yesterday. It opened. I don't know what that means. He may be just repeating. It may also be that he has some sort of little childhood behavioral problem. Maybe he has Tourette syndrome. Maybe he has autism. Let's not forget that this is the kid of Grimes. This is what Grimes look like. She is autistic. Elon Musk is autistic. So maybe this kid is just autistic. They have, I didn't know, I read about her on Wikipedia. Her name is Claire Elise Boucher, and she is a Canadian musician. Of course, that I knew. And they have three children together. Three children, X-A-I-A-E-A-X-I-I, Technomechanicus Tom Musk, and one daughter named Exa Dark Sidereal. Wow. That is quite autistic. Well, with names like this and with Grimes being your mother, it's expected that there's going to be some degree of originality in the raising of the child, but perhaps he is exposed to kind of a sorceress, witch type of mother who may have led him to acquire these bizarre behavior, and Elon Musk, being the libertarian type, just let it be that way, I guess. She's now coming out, Grimes, saying that her son shouldn't be hanging around with Musk around all these public things, that he shouldn't be shown to the media. So what does she mean by this? Does she mean that there is something to hide about this child? Does it mean that he's cognitively diverse in some way and she doesn't want the public to know? In any case, I believe that a child who is from a family like Elon Musk family should be exposed to everything that their father does. And it's typical of women in divorce to not want the father to have any control. But the fact that this is a manly opportunity to learn, it's an opportunity to create history for this young boy. As he will grow into an adult, he will remember the moment he was with the president and in the Oval Office. And so it's all very good to me. And we have to put aside the woman who want to so much control over children's life that they underexpose, especially male children. Male children need to be exposed to the world as it stands. And sometimes that's a world of politics, of media, or sometimes of violence. But men to grow into adult, healthy males need that kind of exposure. Jan has sent $100. Thank you so much for the generous donation. He says, got a woman, an actual model to boot, lined up for a second family. She is 22 and very excited to be a mocha mom, but still wants to graduate first. She has zero interest in her studies and does it purely because of societal expectations. We live in such a toxic culture. Bro, it's unbelievable. It's so frustrating because she's telling you that she knows she's doing it for no reason. She knows she wants to be a mother after it. So she just wants that little fucking paper for her narcissism. Fuck this shit. This is exactly the problem. This is the problem with our society. We have a standing academia that is basically sterilizing young women by telling them you have to spend that much year of your most healthy reproductive time basically not reproducing. And she knows because she tells you that it's not interesting to her, that she's not going to do anything with that diploma, and yet she still sterilizes herself. Hopefully you can, I mean, I don't know how many years she has left. Hopefully it's within a reasonable time that you can live with. But it's a good news ultimately that you have this supermodel. You and I, Jan, we have the same lifeline. We are geeks of the internet and we end up with supermodels at the end. And how the fuck did that happen? This is just what it is. Aaron Kosminski, a Polish Jew named as Jack the Ripper after DNA matches that of his descendants. Jack the Ripper has been identified. Okay, sent me this news here on the regular chat. I've seen it pass. I really don't care about who Jack the Ripper is, so I'm not super fascinated by this news item. I don't know what to say about it. Jan says mocha is a type of coffee, as in walking around with a pram to various cafes every day. Yeah, that's what I had understood from your super chat. A mocha mom would be just a mom who does nothing but care for the kids and produces kids and care for the home. Asked what plans RFK Jr. has. For HHS, President Trump says he's going to find out a lot of secrets that have maybe been kept from us.
What plans do you have immediately at HHS now that you're sworn in?
He's going to be running it. He's going to do a great job.
What would you like
That's
to see
my plan.
First,
well, he's going to find out a lot of secrets that have been maybe kept from us, but he's going to come up with some solutions to some big, big problems, health problems, and I think he's going to go down in the record books. I really have confidence. This group has great, even Rand has confidence. And that doesn't happen often.
Immediately, or what are your plans on day one, which I guess is today?
Our plans are radical transparency and returning gold standard science, NIH, the FDA, and CDC, and ending the corruption, ending the corporate capture of those agencies, getting rid of the people on those panels that have conflicts of interest. So we can do unadored and unimpeded science rather than the kind of product that is coming out of those agencies.
It's I'm enthusiastic about RFK Jr. and I don't think he's a big savior, and I kind of find it bizarre how he became this icon of health talk on the internet, because he is a spook, he is a weirdo, and his statement, even I as a dissident thinker, and I will take the most edgy position I can on anything. But even I find his analysis of COVID, when he started saying that COVID could be targeted to save the Jews, it's weird, because I don't think there is any data that suggested this. There was some degree of racial preferential targeting of COVID, maybe targeting more Asians and whites, and I had raised this data. But I don't know of any data that says it spares the Jews in any particular way. And RFK Jr. had come out during the campaign with this talking point. Now, it's okay. You can disagree and you can be wrong and you can have hypotheses. But it's kind of weird to me that this guy is now at the top of the HHS. But what kind of mutants have they put at the top of the HHS? I mean, it's ridiculous. So in any case, he's better than anyone before, because he comes there with a goal of transparency, and he thinks that, well, I think he knows that there are studies that are hidden from us. There is data, and there is a lack of transparency, especially around vaccines. And I think one of his big goals, and one that could be a big achievement of his tenure there, would be if he can come out with some serious data showing that the story of the vaccines is not as it is claimed in the published literature. And it's a much more complicated issue. First, that we don't have very good control groups, and that secondly, there may be much more than what is currently attributed to vaccines. There may be much more injuries, much more side effects, and much more death that can be attributed to those. Fasci says, I did see the research article covering it sparing the Jews before he mentioned it, so he must have saw the same research article. Well, feel free to send me any link. Personally, I've been through these research, and there was something about Asians and blacks and whites. But I don't remember seeing anything that was convincing that it was that the Jews would be spared by COVID. I find it weird. Rodriguez says maybe he can force Pfizer to publish the reports that they are hiding and will reveal in 75 years. I think we need that transparency, because the whole medical field is engaged in actual social public deception. It's absolutely disgusting. And they will tell you, like, oh, we don't want to expose this data because it will lead the anti-vaccine people to conclusions that we don't want them to draw. But it's like, well, I have the right to draw my own conclusion from the data. If you could do anything as a public institution, it should be to give the data to the people so that they can make their decision. But no, they're making the decisions for us. They are deciding if we release this data, it will cause you to believe A, B, C, therefore we don't want. Mortis says, how big are you on the vaccines are bad train? Are you one of the people that thinks there is going to be a mass death event? Well, I am pretty much anti-vaccine in full at this point. I've always been libertarian minded on this, so I've always been like, there is way too much pressure for vaccines in general. Now, I used to believe that, okay, but vaccines are kind of okay. But when through the COVID stuff, it really made me go over the board. And the COVID stuff made me realize, and I've consulted studies that compare homeschooled children who are completely vaccine free versus public school children. And there is a case to be made that there is some degree of neurological issue with vaccines. There is all these parents that are absolutely convinced that their child totally changed neurologically the moment they got a vaccine. And I believe it's being discarded with mass studies that are not good, that don't have good control groups. So I at this point, I have come to the conclusion that vaccines probably hurt much more people than officially acknowledged, much more people than even believed, and that there is mass retardation, says Nicholas Petrus. I think there is a mass retardation happening here, phenomenon, where the leftists are so invested in this vaccine story that even when their own child gets killed by it, they will deny it. Like, they will just obfuscate this and they will say, oh, my son died out of nowhere. Sudden infant death syndrome. We have this sudden infant death syndrome. We have this term. And we're also vaccinating these infants. Like, it seems that we're vaccinating them so much because we want to blur the data. Like it seems that we're vaccinating them so quick that you can't tell if it's the vaccine. We're vaccinating them like we're nervous about if we could really know whether it's the vaccines that cause these things, like sudden infant death syndrome, like other neurological diseases that appear to be rising since the vaccine age. I have come to the conclusion personally that vaccines are to be avoided, and I live now a vaccine-free life, and I'm happy about it. And everyone around me, there's lots of people around me who are also anti-vaccine, and they look the healthiest and the most happy, and they don't suffer from bizarre, out there, sudden deaths. So what can a man do but to just continue what works? And life has been great since I am a totally anti-vaccine. Saturn Shine says, JF, right, messes up the immune system. Kids get a dozen of vaccines in childhood. Yeah, apparently it's something like 17 or 27 vaccine schedules. I mean, it's ridiculous. The game here, just the game theory of it all, is that they don't even deny that technically, given that there are so many people taking the vaccines out there, these epidemics will not happen. And so you can spare yourself, even if you want to say that the risk of vaccines is very, very, very small. You can spare yourself that very small risk. Like, even if you want to think that you have one chance in a million to die from the vaccine, well, wouldn't you want to abolish that chance by not getting the vaccine? Like, it's irrational. And we are being invited to think irrationally in this thing, because medical decision making is not supposed to be the community deciding for you. It's supposed to be what is in my interest. And the fact, the real fact of your medical interest is that in 99% of the cases, you have no interest at all whatsoever to get vaccinated. In fact, you are taking on risk for the community. This is the only medication, and perhaps some psychiatric medication also qualify for this, but it's a medication you take for others. And I've saw this since. I've been alarmed at the behavior of people in pandemics since H1N1. Back in the days, even as a young adult then, I was like, something is very grave in what I see. Irrational mass behavior. And then the COVID came, and COVID was even more. COVID just showed the absolute state of retardation of our society, and it made me hate humans much more. Trump tells Xi and Putin, let's cut military budget in half, says that Russia should be back in G7. I'd love to have them back. I think it was a mistake to throw them out. Look, it's not a question of liking Russia or not liking Russia. It was the G8, Trump said from the Oval Office upon announcing new U.S. reciprocal tariffs. I said, what are you doing? You guys, all you're talking about is Russia, and they should be sitting at the table. I think Putin would love to be back. That is such an intelligent direction to go through. Because instead of wasting just trillions of dollars, literally, trillions of dollars across the years in defense, preparation, enmity between Russia, China, and the U.S., what if all this money was somehow to flow to something a little more useful than military. A little more useful than, oh yeah, we're paying you for keeping us secure from a non-existing war. And I love this offer. It's like, what if all the aggressive countries that are in a kind of war, in an arms race, what if everyone was to cut their budget in half? Cut the flow of money to the American army, and China does the same to their army, and Russia does the same to their army. Of course, I can imagine that over 50 years, someone will break the pact. Over 50 years, one of the countries will re-become aggressive, and the other countries will follow up. But if you were just to try to do this, that would be freaking awesome. That would be absolutely amazing. If we could have an attempt at reducing military budget, and it would put us in a state of economic renaissance. I mean, if this can happen, if Russia can be at the table of the general leaders, and instead of addressing it like it's an enemy and belittling them, we can deal with their oil, we can trade with them. Imagine the freaking renaissance of productivity. I mean, instead of blowing their pipeline, why not establish more pipelines? And this would lead to a radical low cost of raw materials. Russia, all they want is to trade out this raw material, and all we want is to restore our manufacturing culture. And all they want is to be respected as a nation. Imagine, new guy says, imagine. I mean, if Trump can pull this, that would be absolutely revolutionary. Even more, I would say, than Doge and the cutting of the federal force, because then you could have a world where there is more wealth to separate between everyone. Because, okay, killing the parasitic class in the US by cutting them their money flow, that's one thing. It's a fight for the pie that exists. But respecting Russia as a part of an economy driven by productivity and accomplishment, that makes the pie 10 times bigger. John Drake says there are ways to monitor nukes, no reason to reduce stockpiles. Yeah, and Trump talked about reducing stockpiles. Personally, I don't have a strong position on reducing stockpiles. The fact is we're keeping these nukes that are doubtfully still even usable or worth it, you know. And so I know that we don't need as much nukes, and so we're paying out. We are paying out a lot of fees in just preserving and maintaining nukes. So I think that there is a way we could cut. CDC admitting that fluoride is a poison. Someone sent me this on the regular chat. CDC admits that fluoride is poison. Fluoride is a neurotoxin that has many negative health effects, yet the government insists on dumping the waste product of fertilizer into your drinking water. Yeah, that's I know that fluoride is a bad thing. That's why it's always good to live in a place where you draw your own water from nature, a place with a well. Well water is positively associated with low amounts of anxiety and depression. And there's various theories around it. Is it the fluoride? Is it the city lifestyle? Is it the water itself? Or is it that there's something in well water that there is not in the city water? In any case, there's something wrong about cities that lead people into depression and anxiety. So yeah, another hypothesis is perhaps the well water carries more lithium. And perhaps lithium, being a hardcore antidepressant used in certain cases of depression, perhaps if it's part of nature, and perhaps your body expects a certain amount of lithium. Longmont Passion Council says some well water has a lot of lithium. Yeah, it's possible that lithium is at play. In any case, your body needs the water form that is the most natural that normally you would gather in the wood. And if that water had lithium, then your body is going to assume that lithium is there. Blanket says, Jeff, does this mean they will stop putting this in our water now? No. No, it's a very long culture to change. And it's mostly a local culture of cities. Now you could have a RFK Jr. that comes out and says fuck fluoride, and across the nations you would have all cities making decisions on do we follow RFK Jr.'s guidance here. That would be kind of good. Richard Dawkins has said, America's elected senators have demonstrated their ignorant contempt for science by confirming an anti-vaccination loony as health secretary. And I asked Richard, how many people got killed by the COVID-19 vaccine? And how many people got killed by the bad science around COVID-19? You know, the conservative estimates that I've seen is that at least 20,000 people must have died from the vaccine. And if you extend this count to all the people that were dying on respirators, and there were some serious doctors while that was done that were questioning the respirator strategy, and it turned out that they were economically incentivized to have people died on respirators because then they could charge, you know, end-of-life COVID-19 care to the federal government, and Trump had generous checks for hospitals that were doing this. It's easy to think that 50,000 to 100,000 people died because of bad science generally. bad vaccines, bad science, bad respirator practices around the COVID stuff within that year. At this point, bad science is the science that has institutionalized itself. And so to question that science is not to be a loony. It's to demand that we don't build systems of incentives that are against people's interest. Frog Eyes says, remdesivir treatment killed a lot of people too. Yeah, remdesivir was decided as this costly drug that you have to give people that have COVID. And it was done on botched data, really, really botched data. And it's like, well, at this point, the loonies, with their doubt, with their systematic doubt, they get more things right than the science, because the science is just, you throw money at the science and it will spout whatever you want it to say. If you're a big company, you hire these biased investigators that will, they will bar some of the data, they will make sure... You know, all the self-deception that happens in the gathering of data, especially on human subjects, because then you have doctors, then you have these human subjects that they don't fit exactly the categories of your study. It's not like a laboratory-controlled environment. When you do human studies, you have to collect data from human beings in the first place, which are the doctors. And the doctors are collecting that data from patients, and there's a lot of place for self-deception in this. Frog Eyes says, remember how New York demanded dialysis machines and how doctors were astounded by how much kidney failure COVID patients were experiencing? No one noticed it was a remdesivir side effect. Exactly. They pull all the machines. They have an incentives in you being complicated. They have an incentives in you being in that state. And then you learn that, oh, it was the pill that they were giving you that was making you that way? Man, the standards are so low these days in medicine. It's scary. It's absolutely scary. So fuck Richard Dawkins for his siding with the system. It's a system of... It's a system that can easily be turned into a genocide machine. Down the line... You know, now they genocide mostly boomers with this trick of the COVID stuff. But down the line, 10 years, 20 years, and when you think about all the little kids that are getting handicapped by these vaccines and killed by it, down the line, if we don't have a reversal of this kind of moral puritanism around health, you're going to have a gigantic genocide machine in the government just deciding who survives and who doesn't. They can try as much as they want, but scientific progress and disease knowledge belong to the world, not the US. Scientists will relocate and we will fight even harder. So you have a scientist like this, Daniel Beckman. Hey, Daniel, what's your science? What makes you a scientist? Because you have these scientist women who are dependent on the grand system inside the US that are threatening to leave. Well, bye-bye. Bye-bye, woman. You're not a scientist if you don't have something like this by your side. You're not a scientist if you don't have a massive theoretical advance or advance of some kind attached to your name, and I doubt that your PhD qualifies. So fuck your science. Please do relocate. You are a parasite of the state that can only survive by money flows from the taxpayer against their will. We will destroy public science. Fuck you. End of the line, Joel says, Jeff, is she a science communicator, i.e. a failed scientist? I don't know. She describes herself as a neuroscientist studying the brain microbiome. Oh, God. Also, a nerd that loves history books and games. It's time you start making some babies, Daniel Beckman. I'm going to put you on the RFK Jr. schedule. For you, it's going to be 9 babies. And once you make those 9 babies, you can stay in the U.S. Otherwise, do relocate. Planned Parenthood has wiped all of their Instagram posts. So Planned Parenthood has no more posts. Why? And I was thinking about this. It's probably because Trump has made it illegal to be DEI. And all Planned Parenthood posts ever are all DEI oriented. And so it's probable that Planned Parenthood was like, if we want to respect this executive order, we have to get rid of every public communication ever. So it's probably them trying to fit the new requirements, which is you can't do DEI and you can't have this little post that says, oh, here's a feature story about abortion in black women. Let's talk about black women and the intersectionality. If you have one post like this, Trump is gonna slash your funding. So we're seeing it. These rats are fleeing the ship. It's absolutely beautiful. We've been talking about today, launched by Trump, a discussion around autism and why is there so much autism going on.
Long ago, 1 in 10,000 people, children, had autism. Now it's 1 in 36. Think of that, 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000, now it's 1 in 36. Who can believe that? There's something wrong. There's something wrong. And I think it's something that can be found out.
What's wrong? As I've explained for many years now, it's quite easy. Children are getting diagnosed with autism because there's money to be made for the medical staff in charge of managing that autism. As a result, the autism label gets put on all sorts of retarded kids who don't truly have autism, but can be made to fit the criteria so that diagnosis and treatment charges can be added to the bill. Doge, the diagnostic money flows down and will be back to normal rates. Very rarely does a child benefit from being diagnosed with autism. And when I make this statement, I have constantly parents contacting me saying, Jeff, this is exactly what's been happening with us. We had a need because our child wasn't speaking. We wanted speech therapy. And they had to have the autism diagnosis for it to be reimbursed by insurance. So now they go see a doctor and they're like, we want an autism diagnosis because we need that speech therapy. They also do this because once the child has had the label autism put on them, it can mean more money for specialized education for the school. So now you bring your child to the school and there's more money attached to them. And so it's a whole field of experts that benefit monetarily from diagnosing children with autism. Now, let me tell you, as I go around and I talk to parents who have children who have been diagnosed with autism and I see these children, this is not autism. Your child is retarded. Your child is fucking dumb. Your child has a missing part of his fucking brain. This is not autism. Your child is retarded, but retarded is not popular enough. Retarded doesn't get you those bonus, already identified, allocated money from the federal government. So they take retarded children and they say, you're autistic. Because as it happens, when you're retarded, you don't hang out much with other children. Now, that's not because you're autistic. It's because you're too stupid for the other children. And then they say, oh, well, he's not social. So that must be because he suffers from autism. And the diagnostic criteria for autism is so easy to meet. Literally, I mean, he doesn't have much friends. Well, he's autistic. Oh, well, is he playing with dinosaurs? Oh, well, he's autistic. That's a unique interest, a specialized interest. Suffice that a child has an interest in anything and he's going to meet that specialized interest standard. And suffice that he doesn't have much social relationship. and is going to meet the social relationship standard. And there you go. You got autism. It's as easy as this. The problem is that when it's showing with other things, you should concentrate on the other thing. Because if your child is diagnosed with autism, but he's really retarded, he's going to get all these services that are really meant for forced masking of socialization. Like, they train these kids to act normally, like normies, to have these facial reactions that are normal. At first, it's torture. Why do we do this? Is there any sign that normal social interactions are truly best? Is there any sign that an autist cannot make it in life without these facial expressions? And ultimately, if there are people who expect everyone to act normal, aren't these people the dangerous people of society that should be locked up? Anyways, I have so much to say about autism, but what I recommend to Trump, and this is important, if someone in the crowd is close to these milieus, go tell that to RFK Jr. and Trump. It's about the money. Follow the money trace. Don't start... Yes, it would be healthy to remove the fluorides from the water, okay? But look into the money flow. Because you're not going to make me believe that there is such a thing as a stable diagnostic criteria between 1950 and now. But when you tell me there was... there's 10,000 times more autism today than in the 1950, my first reaction is not to go to the chemicals in the water. My first reaction is to go to the humans that are making these diagnoses. How do they get paid? How do they get rewarded? Do they sometimes have to bend their diagnostic criteria? Because this is a case of a very special disorder for which there is no pill. So why is there such a high diagnosis of a disorder for which there is no pill? Well, perhaps it's precisely because there is no pill for it. Perhaps it's precisely because the entire human system of experts in speech, speech therapists, school experts in special kids education, school experts in this and that, psychiatrists, nurse practitioner, psychiatrist, all of these people in the line are all monetarily incentivized at this happening. And that changes the game. It's a human game. It's not a chemical game. Trump on McConnell. I feel sorry for Mitch.
RFK Jr. as the next health secretary, citing conspiracy theories. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I feel sorry for Mitch. And I was one of the people that led. He wanted to go to the end and he wanted to stay leader. He's not equipped mentally. He wasn't equipped 10 years ago mentally, in my opinion. He'd let the Republican Party go to hell. If I didn't come along, the Republican Party wouldn't even exist right now. Mitch McConnell never really had it. He had an ability to raise money because of his position as leader, which anybody could do. You could do it even. And that's saying a lot. But the fact...
He's telling that woman journalist, even you could be as successful as Mitch McConnell, and that's saying a lot. Look, these women feel entitled to have their whole living expenses paid for. Like, if you wanna summarize the current state of women in America.
I got a DHS letter in the mail this morning, and I just now opened it, and somebody reported me to the state of Michigan because I'm making money on TikTok, and I drive a 2024 BMW.
She's making money on TikTok, she drives a BMW, and she's getting $4,000 a month. Of food stamps. What the fuck?
I have cut my food stamps from almost $4,000 a month down to $88 a month.
You shouldn't get anything. These people are getting infinite flows of money Holy shit. TikTok income, BMW paid for, a 2024 BMW, and on top of it, she makes more in food stamp than I do as a salary. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They are telling me if I want a review that I have to sell my car. So you're telling me if you were on welfare, food stamps, cash assistance, Section 8, you can't drive a nice car?
No, you can't. What the fuck is this? No, you can't. There shouldn't be welfare anyways, but if there's gonna be welfare, certainly it shouldn't be to people who own a BMW.
They are forcing me to sell my...
Yes, you are forced to sell. Or accept that you don't deserve money from the federal government to live. To just live. Reuters was paid millions of dollars by the U.S. government for large-scale social deception. That is literally what it says on the purchase order. Oh yeah, this one I found funny. It was a couple of days ago that it was revealed. Man, you can't make this shit up. Look at this. So, why did we give... So, the DOD... pays Reuters, so the big media corporation. Okay, we're gonna pay you. We're gonna award you with millions of dollars. Now, what is the service that they were asking for? Active social engineering defense and large-scale social deception, LSD. This is a system that was needing an audit for a long time. We are funding people for large-scale social deception, large-scale lying to the populace. And we're so not ashamed about it that we're writing it in the description of the grant. It's like not even subtle. Not even subtle. Elon Musk has started publishing these politicians who are part of the new administration that's replacing the old guard, and they are making little videos published on the Elon Musk X. I love the initiative because it gives us direct connection. It totally puts the media, the mainstream media aside, and they can't tell their lies anymore, and we get the direct message. This guy, I think, is the guy from the EPA.
Hey, everybody. It's Doug again. I can't believe it. I've been here about...
Oh, no. This is the guy from the Veterans Affair.
About a week. And you know the one thing that hadn't changed about D.C.? It's the media up here.
Well, anyways, and the guy from the EPA says something very weird happened. They put $20 billion aside while they were under Biden. The EPA granted in a super quick manner... granted $20 billion to some shady corporation, but the idea was to keep that money in a bank account that can be hidden from the federal government, and eventually this shady corporation would redistribute that money within the Democrats' network, within the pro-environmental climate change activist network. Absolutely dirty play by the Biden administration, essentially trying to flee with $20 billion from the government just before they lose control of the government, knowing that Trump is coming and would certainly cut that money if it had been held on the side of the government. So listen to the description of these gold bars that were stored far leftist by the Joe Biden administration.
Hi, this is EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. One of my very top priorities at EPA is to be an excellent steward of your hard-earned tax dollars. There will be zero tolerance of any waste and abuse. An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars. and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. Following this revelation, during my meetings with members of Congress, I made a very important commitment to them and to the American people, which I reiterated at my confirmation hearing that if confirmed, I would immediately get a full accounting. Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars. Shockingly, roughly $20 billion of your tax dollars were parked at an outside financial institution by the Biden EPA. This scheme was the first of its kind in EPA history, and it was purposefully designed to obligate all of the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. Even further, this pot of $20 billion was awarded to just eight entities that were then responsible for doling out your money to NGOs and others at their discretion with far less transparency. Just under $7 billion was sent to one entity.
So they send this money to corporations that they know are on the side of climate change radicalism, and they're like, well, at least you're going to have that money and you can give it to our friends later. But at least we're going to have saved it from the Trump cuts. Hopefully that money gets clawed back, because this is criminal. This is highly criminal behavior. And I hope that, yes, people are calling for RICO suits. I hope that Pamela Bundy gets on it, because this is stealing literally $20 billion from the government with the intent that this will be redistributed under Trump, but against his will and against the will of the American people. That is a dirty play. I had never heard of this before, but when you think about it, it makes absolute sense. Piracy and memory in AI. A number of large language models are trained on the books Tree Archive, a pirated set of tens of thousands of books. It turns out that LLMs trained on books Tree are indeed better able to recall details of those books, and that this effect is much larger for less popular books. So we're faced with a problem here. Us authors who have come up with IDs. Our IDs are making these AI better. Who's going to pay us for it? And it's like, if you bought the revolutionary phenotype, it's fine. If the AI has bought one exemplar of each book that he reads, that's fine. But if you pirate it, then there is definitely theft here happening. We have to be careful. As a last news item, we have to be careful with this idea that DEI has been abolished in the government. Because look at this. This is the old website where, okay, you have some University of Michigan, DEI, contact the DEI team, Assistant Dean for Community Culture, DEI Strategic Planning Co-Lead. Now look at how it changed under Trump. Instead of being called the DEI Strategic Planning Co-Lead, she's just the Strategic Planning Co-Lead. And it's just community culture now. It's no more DEI, it's contact us. Contact us. We are not the DEI team. Contact us. So the culture will be resistant to an extent. Just the fact that we shut them down in terms of the advertising is already very good. But let's still be very attentive. There is still a program that is anti-white that exists among the liberal elite class, and we should absolutely keep an eye open for it. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Rodita Sid says, destroying DEI will affect people of color more than any other group. DEI was giving jobs, basically. Even if you forget about the fact that DEI was pressuring for affirmative action, which is the employment of black people, DEI in and of itself was a way to put black people on social welfare, because you became the lead, you became an expert of DEI with really your skin color. There was not a single DEI out there that was just a white descendant of Christians. If you were a DEI director with these 100K, 200K salaries, you had black skin, or you were a Jew, or you were an Arab. Of course, that was all. Social welfare racially targeted.